For the past year, Truckee Town Councilman Morgan Goodwin has been leading the charge on a climate plan for his small mountain community. And in recent months, when he hasn't been at town council meetings, Goodwin has been organizing global climate marches with the nonprofit group Avaaz. As the International Climate Summit got underway in Paris earlier this month,
we had over 2,000 events in 185 countries around the world.
The primary aim of those marches was to support the goal of 100% clean energy.
100% clean means that we are committing to move entirely away from fossil fuels. We are no longer going to rely on an economy that pumps carbon dioxide into the atmosphere and threatens our security.
Clean energy is a stated goal in the Paris Agreement as well, which some have declared marks the end of the fossil fuel era. But each country has been left to its own devices in terms of setting a strategy and a timeline for getting off of fossil fuels. President Obama has pointed to his clean power plan as one way the United States could get there. But earlier this month, while Obama was in Paris, Congress voted to block his ambitious plan. Texas Republican Michael Burgess argued against it on behalf of House Republicans.
The House is taking up these measures and is doing so to reflect the will of the people that so many of us represent, who are opposed to the administration's actions and wish to stop the out-of-control Environmental Protection Agency from doing further damage to the economy.
Obama's plan would limit emissions from power plants and provide incentives for renewable energy generation. Many Nevada politicians, including Governor Brian Sandoval and Senator Harry Reid, are behind it. Earlier this year at a Reno press conference, City Councilman David Bobzien voiced his support as well.
It's an opportunity for Nevada. Unlike a lot of other states that have domestic fossil fuel sources and the like, we have renewable energy. That's a business opportunity for us.
But not everyone in the Silver State is on board. Nevada Congressman Crescent Hardy, who represents several rural counties, was one of many House Republicans who voted the Clean Power Plan down, calling it top-down, heavy regulation that would raise prices on electricity. In Truckee, Councilman Morgan Goodwin says he's encouraged by what he sees happening at the local level.
We're a community of climatologists. There's nowhere in the world where people have a higher density of knowledge about El Nino cycles and Pacific oscillations and what the historical snowfall totals are. And these things matter to us. They matter to our businesses. They matter to why we live here.
Still, it takes time to get everyone on the same page and to craft policies and solutions that everyone can get behind, whether you're trying to build consensus among multiple countries or within one small mountain community.
I think the blocker is often we just don't know what we can do. We've changed our light bulbs and now we kind of are wondering what next. The town climate action plan is that way for us to engage and come together and set a goal as a town and even as a region for what more we can do. I can't wait to have that discussion with this community about like what can we do that takes it further.
The focus locally, dealing with water supplies that are continually changing, as well as a wildfire season that just keeps stretching. Amy Westervelt, Reno Public Radio News.